3. Altamaha River, Day 1. The brothers round a bend, and the Rainier pulp mill rises smoking on the bank, a towering industrial fortress of silos and catwalks and smokestacks whose upper rims blink all hours to warn away low-flying aircraft. Long convoys of logging trucks deliver 40-ton quivers of slash pine day and night. The arrow straight trees chipped and fed into steel digesters the size of space rockets. The mill produces bleached cellulose fibers used in cigarette filters and diapers. Bark and sawdust are burned for power, the smokestacks launching endless fleets of yellow-edged clouds. The plant's wastewater rumbles into the river just downstream, the current foaming cauldron-like, where the discharge pipes empty out, a mysterious black effluent that stains the river for miles on. People say the river used to be green, the bars white as flour. Lawton's nose twitches in the red profusion of his beard.
Smell never gets no better.
It smells like rotten eggs or cabbage, an odor common in this part of the state, emitted by the pulp and paper mills sprung like mean little cities from the pines. Hunter spits.
You just ain't used to it no more. Been sniffing officers' asses too long. I can't even hardly smell it.
Lawton arches an eyebrow.
The hell you can't.
They pass the rusted wreck of an old paddle wheeler downstream of the mill. The gulf mist. It's wedged against the far bank, half submerged, a relic of the 1950s that once ran lumber to feed the mills. As boys, they scrambled across the slanted, rust-eaten decks, staring into the gaping holes they found, the iron-enclosed ponds accrued in the hull's interior. Who knew what creatures were hiding under the scum? They touched the big paddle gear that stood from the water like an iron wagon wheel and looked into the glassless windows from which river pilots once commanded these dark waters. Upstream, anglers floated their skiffs over a 25-foot eddy hole storied for 60-pound catfish. Lawton sees Hunter looking at the wreck.